It's a couple of hours before the Morehead State basketball team's recent home game against East Tennessee State, and Jared Ravenscraft is there early with a handful of other Eagles taking some shots and warming up. But unlike most of his teammates, the redshirt junior guard understands that he likely won't play in the contest. That's because Ravenscraft is a walk-on, a player who was not recruited by Coach Sean Woods, doesn't have an athletic scholarship, and had to earn his way onto MSU's roster. A Morehead native, Ravenscraft played his high school ball at Bath County and was a starter as a freshman at tiny Kentucky Christian University. However, as a youngster, he fell in love with Morehead State's program while sitting in the stands of Johnson Arena and watching the Eagles' 2009 and 2011 NCAA tournament teams. Ravenscraft says he could have stayed at Kentucky Christian, but adds the thought of playing at MSU is just too great a pull on his heartstrings.
When I was at KCU, we had a lot of breaks, Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks, and I would come to Morehead, and I would come in the AAC at night and just work out, get shots up real late when no one was in here, and I would just see myself in the Morehead State jersey. It was just a dream of mine, and I really wanted it, and I wasn't going to stop until I got here.
So in the summer of 2012, Ravenscraft says he begged incoming MSU head coach Sean Woods for a chance to try out for his team. Woods says the 6'2", 210-pound guard was not the most skilled or athletic player he'd ever seen, but Ravenscraft's heart and desire convinced the coach to keep him around, and Woods is glad he did.
I've really grown to respect Jared Ravenscraft a whole lot for the simple fact that no matter how hard I coach him, because I coach him just like he's the first player on the team, he knows he's not going to play, and for him to come back every single day and give me everything he's got through injury, through anything, is a testament to him. And I wish I had 13 Jared Ravenscrafts.
Since joining MSU's roster last season after a redshirt year, Ravenscraft has appeared only briefly in just 6 of the Eagles' 44 games. Sure, he'd like more court time, but he understands his main role is to help Morehead as a scout team player. His job is to prepare MSU starters and key reserves for their next opponent, and he takes that work very seriously.
If I come in practice and I'm practicing lazy and I'm not pushing them 100%, that's hurting them and that's hurting the team. So I've got to do my part every day to push these guys and make them better.
Senior guard Angelo Warner is a starter at Morehead State and a likely candidate for Ohio Valley Conference Player of the Year. Warner says Ravenscraft is a valuable member of his team, even though his contributions don't show up in the postgame box scores.
Jared is a heck of a teammate on the bench. He keeps guys rowdy, talks to guys like when they're messing up on the court. Things he sees on the court that we don't see, he can yell it out and somebody can make up for it on the court. He's really important to us.
Like just about any other walk-on, Ravenscraft harbors dreams of grandeur. In his mind's eye, he plays a key role in helping Morehead State return to the NCAA tournament, and it's something that he practices every day.
I'll just find myself just tossing the ball out and counting down seconds in my head, putting up game-winning shots in the NCAA tournament or something like that. Like I think like we're in foul trouble and I got to get in, and I just nail one in the corner or something like that. So I do that a lot.
For every Angelo Warner in life, there are thousands of Jared Ravenscrafts who dream of just one chance to stand in the limelight. We root for Jared Ravenscraft because, like him, most of us toil in obscurity. And if he can make his dream become a reality, maybe we can too. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Chuck Meraz.